the arrest. The men around Jesus, seeing what was going to happen, asked, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" Then the others came forward, took hold of Jesus and arrested him. Simon Peter, standing near Jesus, reached for his sword and drew it. He struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said, "Let them do it. No more of this." And touching the man's ear, he healed him. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its scabbard. All who take the sword must die by the sword. Or do you think I cannot call on my Father to send right now more than 70,000 angels to help me? How then could the Bible be true when it says that this must happen? Shouldn't I drink the cup that the Father has given me?" Then Jesus said to the crowd of ruling priests, captains of the temple, and elders who had come for him, "You came out to arrest me with swords and clubs, as if I were a robber. Day after day I was with you as I sat and taught in the temple, and you laid no hands on me to arrest me. But this is your time when darkness rules. All this is done so that what the prophets have written may come true." Then all the disciples left him and ran away. One young man who was following him wore only a linen cloth. They tried to take him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. So the troop of soldiers, the captain, and the attendants of the Jews arrested Jesus, bound him, led him away, and took him to the high priest's palace. They took him to Annas first, because he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was a high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews, "It is best that one man dies for the people." Peter follows Jesus. But Simon Peter was following Jesus at a distance. Another disciple also was following him. That disciple was known to the high priest, and he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter was standing outside the door. So the other disciple, whom the high priest knew, went out and talked to the girl who watched the door and brought Peter into the courtyard of the high priest. The slaves and the servants who were standing around had lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had made a heap of burning coals because it was cold. As they sat together and warmed themselves, Peter also stood and sat with the attendants, warming himself at the fire. He wanted to see how this would end. Jesus before Annas. Then the high priest asked Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. "I have spoken publicly to the world," Jesus answered him. "I have always taught in the synagogue or in the temple where all the Jews meet, and I haven't said anything in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me. They know what I said to them." When he said this, one of the attendants who was standing near Jesus slapped his face. "Is that how you answer the high priest?" he asked. "If I said anything wrong," Jesus answered him, "tell me what was wrong. But if I told the truth, why do you slap me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. The first trial before the Jewish courts. All the ruling priests, elders, and men of the law had been called together at the home of Caiaphas, the high priest. The ruling priests and the whole Jewish court tried to get false testimony against Jesus in order to kill him, but they couldn't find any. While many came forward to give false testimonies against him, their testimonies did not agree. At last, two men came forward and gave false testimonies against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I can tear down the temple of God and build it in 3 days. I will tear down this temple made by human hands, and in 3 days build another that is not made by human hands. But not even on this point did their testimonies agree. Then the high priest stepped forward. "Don't you have anything to say to this?" he asked Jesus. "What is this that they are testifying against you?" But Jesus kept silent and didn't answer. Then the high priest said to him, "Swear by the living God and tell us, are you the promised Saviour, the Son of God, the Blessed One?" "I am," Jesus answered him. "But I tell you, from now on, you will all see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robe. "He has blasphemed," he declared. "Why do we need any more witnesses? You have just heard the blasphemy. What is your verdict?" Then all condemned him and said, "He must die." Then some of them began to spit in his face. And the men who were holding him were making fun of him. They covered his face and struck him with their fists, and some slapped him. "Prophesy, you Christ, and tell us, who struck you?" they were asking him. They were also speaking many other blasphemies against him. Then the attendants took charge of him, and they also slapped him.